flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
All right, we do it every Friday. We guess the takes, what everyone is going to be saying come Monday after this being the biggest NFL Sunday of the season. Hugh Douglas, guess a take for us. What are you going to hear out there on Monday morning?
Yes, no table is going to be safe when the Eagles and Bills fans invade New Orleans.
I like that one. I like that one a lot. You've been on that for months, that if it's Eagles-Bills, it's going to be...
Yeah, I'm having a little bit of anxiety about that trip.
Oh, it's going to be wild. It's going to be wild.
You're scared.
I'm not, it's not,
yeah,
it's
you,
not
you got on Kyle for being scared.
It's not being scared, it's anxiety.
You don't have to jump through a table. I'll do it.
Joe, Stop it. You're not jumping through
no
the
way.
Table, Joe.
Listen, if we
Joe,
end
don't
up,
do it, because we're going to hold you to it.
No, no, yeah,
don't say
we are going to hold you to it.
If it's Eagles-Bills, I'll jump through a table.
Let's go.
Joe. I'm in. Oh, Hugh, I said I'm in.
Okay.
I told you just
from
months
how
ago.
High?
Well, we didn't discuss that.
From off the
yeah, off
bar?
Like the back
the
of a pickup truck.
Yeah, no, the bar's not
off
that
the
high.
Bar.
Sure.
It's not that high now. But what about when you talk about hitting
but they
the table?
Do, they do it off of like cars and vans off in Buffalo.
Well, just like what about like the tailgate of a pickup truck? That's low enough.
Sure. Yeah. That's probably as far as I'm going to go before I start breaking bones here. All right. Hugh's guess the take is it's going to be a wild week with Bills and Eagles fans down in New Orleans. Here's mine, Hugh. As ever, I'm seeing all the predictions out there, and there's a lot of Buffalo Bills love. You just predict them yourself. And look, they obviously can win the game. They're a great team. But can we get back to reality here? You know what this reminds me of? It reminds me of when in the 90s with the NBA, every year, Hugh, someone like, oh, maybe this is the year Reggie Miller beats Michael Jordan. Or maybe this is the year Patrick Ewing beats Michael Jordan. No, that's not how it worked. And it's going to happen again on Sunday. I think the Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl. I think we're going to wake up Monday and be like, this is Michael. This is the Jordan of football. His name is Patrick Mahomes. I can't believe how many people are betting against this guy at home in the AFC title game. I think the Chiefs win again, and we get Eagles-Chiefs out in New Orleans. All right, Kyle, what's your guess to take?
All right. I know I've been a mess today, a bundle of nerves.
You really have.
Yeah, but I just want to be clear. I'm picking the Eagles to win. We're going to beat the Commanders. We're going to the Super Bowl. And after we beat the Commanders, everyone's going to be saying Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts are now just one win away from cementing themselves as the greatest head coach and quarterback combination in the Eagles history.
That's a lot. I feel you.
So, I mean, that conversation is coming. Can I break your take in half, Kyle?
Fine.
So I think Sirianni's got to win it to surpass Andy, right? Because Andy had such a long... If Jalen gets the Super Bowl... How long until he's already accomplished more than Donovan? I mean, got the two Super Bowls.
Yeah, you could you could make that argument.
And Donovan, as a star, was probably done in when? After 04? He wasn't great anymore after that. He had won the bounce back in the 08 run, right? But, like, his best years were after 04, really, that was it.
Well, I mean,
he had more longevity. I understand that in wins and all that. He lasted until 09. I'm just saying, two Super Bowl trips for Jalen, he's right there to pass Donovan.
Yeah, and I guess because Sirianni going to two probably puts him ahead of Andy. He only went to one. I mean, he might have to win it to surpass Doug in some people's minds, you know?
Andy went to five title games, but it's at least, I mean, the conversation is coming.
But if they win, then they've now gone to two Super Bowls and won one, and then, I mean, you can't make that argument for anybody else in Eagles history.
They would have something that no one else has. 215-592-9494. Let's get back to the phone lines here. We're live at McGurk's in Royersford. Our rally here as we get set for the NFC Championship. Joe in Bucks County's up. Hey, Joe.
Joe.
Hey, guys. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Anytime, Joe. What's up?
My stomach is in, like, triple knots, I'll be honest with you. I almost can't take it. I don't have any issues with Elliott. I really don't. I think he'll be fine on Sunday. I agree with you. I'd get the ball. I'd pound the ball with Barkley 50-plus times until his legs dropped off probably Sunday. They got to win. They got to win to get to the Super Bowl. However, I do have some concerns. One of my concerns, why my stomach's hit is not, is more. My concern is that he gets not ultra conservative, but he starts running these patterns that are 20 yards downfield. Hurts drops back, and he has no time to throw the ball. That's number one. Number two, I hope Vic doesn't have his defensive backs playing soft and letting Daniels get into a rhythm. But the biggest issue that I have and why my stomach is in a knot is the elephant in the room for me, and that's Hurts. I'll be honest with you. I watched him last week take 7 sacks. And 5 of them were preventable. The safety was preventable. And I hope this game doesn't come down to the end, because in my head I keep playing, oh, my God, here we go. We got 2 minutes left, and what are we going to do? So that's my concern. That's why my stomach is in the tunnel.
And I think they're all fair, Joe. I mean, the Hurts thing is, I mean, we've excused it because they've won so much. I thought last week was the worst he's played in a while. He didn't play well. Yeah, I mean, the 44-yard run was excellent, but after that, it really was like, it was just hard to move the ball on offense if it wasn't Saquon running the ball.
And, hey, listen, we're lucky we have Saquon. But I have a question for you and for you, Joe, too. And again, this is all off the beaten path a little bit, but is there a time that his knee is really that bad and he's not mobile and he's not making the passes? Do they do whatever they have to do to win the game? And you know where I'm going with that question.
Pick it.
Is he hurt? Is he hurt?
If he looks like crap out there and he can't throw the ball, he becomes a pocket passer.
No. See, it's semantics. Okay. Let me help you out, because I think you're trying to you're dancing. If Jalen is in the game and something happens and he gets hurt, then Kenny Pickett plays. If Jalen is out there and he's struggling, Jalen plays.
So yeah, no, I think you hit it, but that I think, and Joey appreciate, I think he meant.
I know what he meant, he's saying if Jalen's out there struggling if he's struggling mightily, Jalen still gives you the best chance of winning. He plays.
So I think we all realize if he has to come out of the game, that's one thing, right? That's separate. Hugh, there's no, like, I'll ask you a different way. There's no scenario of struggle where you would pull him.
I don't see that happening.
No, but if it happens.
He's earned
the right as a starting quarterback to be the quarterback, right? And this is, it very rarely happens in the NFL. I believe Montana was pulled from a playoff game once when he threw a lot of picks in like 87, but it's very rare. Do you think there's any scenario where says I'm good to, I could play, and they say sit down?
Because the way you're painting it, it's two different things. He's hurt, right? Are we painting it as he's hurt or he's not playing well?
I'll make it this way. He's not playing well because the knee issue flares up, and he says, I'm fine, I can play,
but he's
not playing well.
Honestly, I don't think with the magnitude of this game because, to me, that sounds selfish. That sounds like Jalen's being selfish. If Jalen is out there, I expect Jalen to be able to do, and I'm answering in long form, I apologize for that, but I expect for Jalen to do everything in his power to be successful. Now, if Jalen is hurt, and he knows in his heart that he can't function in a way that's going to be conducive for this team, then yes, I think he'll come off the field. I don't think Jalen will be that selfish that his pride and his ego is going. He's going to let this team crash and burn because of that.
So I don't think, to answer the caller's question, I don't think they would pull him from the game unless the doctor said he can't play anymore.
Yeah.
I just think they would coach around him, right? Like, I think they would
like
run the ball.
Like
they've been doing a lot.
Yeah, but I don't think that, from the way that it was presented, I don't think that there's a scenario where if Jalen's out there playing bad that they're going to say, all right, DJ, unless it's just something super egregious.
Well, you can't move.
Then they'll say, no.
I'm trying to think back. The last time I can remember a backup having to come in a title game because the starter got hurt, Bledsoe had to come in for Brady, their first Super Bowl. And then there was the whole story that week, are they going to go back to Bledsoe because he's the one that was on the field when they won? But then, you know, Belichick right away said, no, we're going back to Brady in the Super Bowl. I doubt it. I mean, I think I can't imagine them pulling him in a title game. It'd be a crazy. It'd be in one of the craziest things we've ever seen. A-Rob is up on WIP. What's up, A-Rob?
Yo, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey, hey Rob, what's up?
I'm overly confident.
Overly confident. Okay.
Yeah, I'm so confident that I wrote a diss track against the Washington Commodores. If I can rap with you guys real
all
quick.
Right, let's hear it.
All right, look. First off, Jaden ain't close to Jalen. A nice rookie year, but he's overrated. You think you're going to come into the link and win? Think again. It's time for y'all to book a vacation. I think you already know the way it goes. He aims, he throws, and Brown gets you lanes and toes. Or you throw a little slant to Devontae. We're about to get us a ring like a Beyonce. Man, it's really getting lame. Commodores, Commanders, can't even pick a name. Here's how it goes. Let me predict the game. They'll try to stack the box for Saquon. All that'll do is lead to an AJ bomb. If they focus on the pass game, that'll just leave it wide open for the best running back in the league. You ain't scary. Nobody's afraid of you, Terry. Go ahead, let Junior carry and he'll get buried. Wanna bet? Go ahead, put a rack up then. Barely pulled off a win with our backups in. Zach Ertz and Zacchaeus, man, I almost feel bad. You gotta watch us get the ring you could have had. As soon as you land in Philly, it's over. You all get slayed and we can all make our way to NOLA. Oh, and Josh Harris, you should be embarrassed. Stay in D.C. and let the Sixers find a real owner. No words other than go Bird. Crazy if you think we're gonna let you run us off our own turf. So tell the NFL we next. I got six letters. E-A-G-L-E-S. Let's go.
Hey, Rob, I like it. Good phone call. Hugh, what'd you think? I thought that was pretty good. You got anything?
No.
Oh my gosh, it's awful.
I mean, was it awful?
It was long. It was a lot. It was a lot.
I mean,
you know,
he had the Earth thing in there. He had Josh Harris.
He did a good job.
I kind of thought he tied it all together.
I just wasn't in the space to listen to a rap right now. That's usually on the way to work or after work.
Well, I mean, he can't be in your car during your
no,
work.
No, he can't.
I mean, he can't you right now.
I mean, it was all right. It was all right. It was all right. I'm not hating. It was all right.
You
it
can't
was
hate on a football Friday.
Not on a football. Yeah, well, I can hate on a football Friday, but I'm not hating on that song because it was decent.
No, I like that he provided that. All right, you want to get pumped up here? Because I think we need to get pumped up. I think that was designed to pump you up. Maybe it didn't work for you. Tyler in Delaware has become one of our better pump-up callers, and Tyler's ready to go here on a huge football Friday, gut feel Friday. Tyler, what's up, buddy?
I can't even hear a word you're saying.
Tyler, Tyler, we'll put you on hold. Let's make sure you're not on speakerphone. Take a deep breath. You know
what, what they call that? Overmodulated? Is that what that was?
Yeah. Overmodulation. Hopefully he didn't lose his voice.
Did I say it right, Breitmeister? That's overmodulated?
Yeah.
Overmodulated? Yeah.
Yeah. So there's a level of excitement versus a level of screaming. We got to find that line. Let's go to Nicole in Warminster. Hopefully her her level of excitement is just right for us. What's up, Nicole?
Hi. Good afternoon.
Nicole, how you doing?
I'm okay. I'm good. I've been a little nervous, but my gut feeling is positive overall. So I trust our players. I was a Penn State student when Saquon was there, and he made football so much fun. And the last time Penn State beat Ohio State was when I was a senior, and Saquon was just so magical, and I felt like we couldn't lose then, and I feel like we can't lose with him now. And I don't want to get too confident, but I trust our players. I trust Saquon. I think A.J. Brown is due for a big game, and we've got the best defense in the league.
So, Nicole, I feel similar. Like, there's the nerves there. There's that feeling of, like, the butterflies in your stomach. But ultimately, my gut feeling is they're going to win. They're better. They're at home. And they have the best defense. And they have Saquon. They're going to win the game.
And like Jalen said, it takes all of us. I think everyone's going to bring it at the link on Sunday. And that's a huge advantage for us.
Well, especially because, and Nicole, good phone call. This is their fourth straight road game. I mean, we've never seen a team take a path like this to a Super Bowl. It's never happened before. Four straight road games. I wonder at some point if they just run out of gas.
Yeah, that's a possibility. I mean, it's one of those things, man. Coach Quinn, from what I've heard going on down there, he's doing everything in his power to help keep those guys locked in. That's the reason why they're playing the Fly Eagles Fly song, because he's trying to keep that hatred going, so that's going to be like they're going to ride that hatred wave for a while. But then, you know, as the game progresses, then the fact that your athletic ability is going to play into this, and then you're going to be back to reality. That's the hope. But at that point, they're hoping that they can get enough points so that way they can play keep away. That's what they're hoping for. The perfect game plan for them, they want to try to score as much as they possibly can, quick and quickly as they possibly can, so that they can try to take us out of their game, kind of like they did the Detroit Lions.
Well, that's what they were up big at halftime, right? And they just they never let the lead go. Yeah, a lead early, we talk about it every week. It's not been something the Eagles have done a lot. They've been better at it lately. It'd be so huge in this game. Get the crowd going. Get them doubting. Take them out of their game. We're back to Tyler in Delaware. Tyler, you there, buddy?
Happy rallying Royers for Football Friday, Big Three, Joe, Hugh, and Kyle.
There we go.
Tyler, how you feeling, buddy? Right. What's the gut feeling today?
Joe, to those of you who are scared out there, Tyler in Delaware is not scared. That's how amped I was that you had to put me on hold just so I could fix the audio because I'm so amped and excited for Sunday. What reason do we have to be scared? We are not scared as Philadelphia. We welcome this kind of competition. We are home for a third straight playoff game. We almost got what would have been this matchup in the wild card round up until the final game of the season. And I love how much the national media has been talking about Washington and this team that no one wants to play. They're the hot team. They are not the number two seed at home. This game is not in Washington. It's in our house. It's in Philadelphia. When we last played the Commanders at home in November, we won the time of possession battle by over 6 minutes. We sacked Jaden Daniels with Josh Sweat, BG, and Nolan Smith three times. And for those of you talking about Jaden being a better passer in this matchup than Hurt, Jaden threw for only 191 yards with a 20.8 QBR, while Jalen threw for 221 yards and a rushing TD. Raise hail down in D.C.? Okay. Where's that Rocky music, Kyle? Philadelphia, it's going to take the whole stadium, the whole city, and everybody being on the same page to bring this thing home. One game, our house. One game for the moment we've waited for all season, for the right to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. Them dogs on the defense are ready to wreak havoc. I'm talking to you, Joseph DeGene, Reed Blankenship, Warren Burke, Jordan Davis, DJ, DJ, Nolan Smith, Josh Sweat, Quinn Dunn, and Big Play on the outside, and those two bad boys coming for Jaden down the middle, and Zach Vaughn and Jalen Carter. Philadelphia has never been doubted, underappreciated, undervalued, underestimated, or just flat out close to the curve. You were considered worthless or not good enough. Get that behind Dawson. You think he's going to be ready to fight against his former team who thought he was only worth the conditional third round pick this past offseason for a chance to get the Super Bowl? To the Washington Commanders defensive coordinator, Joe Witt, you are coming in the wrong house if you think you're going to cause us to tuck our tails and run. You want to try and out-physical us in our house and have your guys hit our quarterback? This is a PSA that they will protect, defend, and dominate. You come to the wrong bear, the wrong team, the wrong fan base. You are about to deal with the best offensive line in football. Jordan Mailata, Landon Dickerson, Cam Jurgens, Lane Johnson, and Mekhi Becton. And A.J. Stroud on the other side of the ball. Load the box against Saquon, Tommy, and watch his patience, his gentleness, his persistence, and his great way to beat you. This isn't just a random opponent, Joe and Hugh. This is a division rival coming into our house who thinks they can just walk in and dictate to us how we want to play, how they want to intimidate us and cause us to shrink back in fear. You want to keep the main thing, James? No Bellhead Center Jalen Floyd is going to save you from the pain that's waiting in South Philly at 3 p.m. on Sunday. So, Philadelphia, I challenge you, embrace your interruptions. That's not how I roll, and that's not how hungry dogs do in Philadelphia. It takes all of us to get this thing done. Stay with the boys!
Tyler, that's a big time phone call. Whew. That is a big time phone call from Tyler. You pumped, you?
I've been pumped.
No, that one got me more pumped.
No, that was a good call.
I like he threw Joe Witt in there. He went after the coordinator.
He's
got
very,
the whole
very,
offensive line.
He wrote that whole thing down.
I'm certain.
I wonder how long it took him to create that.
Yeah, well, I mean, that was too good to be off the cuff. I'm starting to wonder how many of our callers write the whole thing down with the music, like with the timing.
No, I mean, you got to. I respect and appreciate the dedication that the callers bring to the table when they do stuff like that. That's pretty cool.
That's darn good. All right, let's talk to Lou in Denver. What's up, Lou?
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
Let's go, Lou. What are we feeling?
We're feeling good. I'm feeling 30-23. Eagles win. Look, man, first of all, your take on Pat Mahomes is like Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan is flop, right? The guy flops like it's nobody's business. I hope we play the Bills next, but we'll see what happens. I do think it's going to be Bills Eagles. But here we go. They can't stop the run. They're 30th in against the run. I mean, what are we doing? And they're missing their best offensive lineman. How are they going to stop Jalen Carter and Nolan Smith? I don't know if you guys noticed last game, they have a connection going on. Going back to Georgia, they know how to rush the passer. They're going to be prepared. I think we sacked Daniels probably at least 3 or 4 times. He's going to be sacked. He's going to be running for his life. I don't know if you guys think they should have a spy. What are your thoughts on that? Would it be Bond?
Yeah, he was saying earlier to put a spy on him. The one thing I don't want to do is blitz him, Lou. He killed the Eagles against the blitz in Week 16. He killed the Lions last week against the blitz. I'd rather play coverage against them. And I'm good with a spy. I just don't want to blitz him. That feels like a recipe for disaster.
I agree with that because he has thrown some really, really good balls. I'll give them – it's going to be a little bit closer than some people think. It's not going to be a total blowout, but he's made some pretty good throws with guys bearing down on him, throwing the ball, taking a hit down the field. So I agree with you there. We don't need to blitz, though, because we're going to have Jalen Carter. We're going to have Nolan Smith. We're going to have Milton Williams. And we're going to have Quinyon Mitchell in the back. Blaze playing great. I mean, we shouldn't be worried. We should be excited that we're going to the Super Bowl. Let's go, baby! E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
There we go, Lou. Now Lou's talking there. Yeah, I mean, he brought up an interesting point, the history they have against each other, Hugh, the Jalen Carter and Nolan Smith against Jaden Daniels. There's that one play, I think it's from an SEC title game a couple years ago.
Jalen lifted him up.
You know, and then the play a month ago down in D.C., Carter almost had him again, but this time Jaden juked and got out of the way and ran for the 4th and 11. But it was almost the same play all over again where he grabs him and just held him up.
Yeah, I mean, these guys are going to come to play, man. No question about that. They know how important this game is, the magnitude of this game. It's one of those things, man, where, like I said, the hay's in the barn, Joe. Now it's time to get the work done. The work has already been put in.
Well, now it's time to finish. And now it's time to win an NFC championship. All right, on the other side, your phone calls, 215-592-9494. We're live today at McGurk's in Royersford. Our fight for February rally in Royersford will lead you up to the afternoon show. Ike, Spike, and Fritz, they're here as well. And we'll get all your phone calls. Plus, we got to get pumped up by listening to Jordan Mailata yesterday. We'll see, let you hear what he said, especially about the hype about the other quarterback. He's tired of it. And we'll see if we can hit an NFC championship game parlay all next on the Midday Show.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back to the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio live today from McGurk's in Royersford. It's our rally in Royersford as we get set for the Eagles and the Commanders, the NFC Championship game. Hugh, we're getting close now. I mean, 48 hours from now, we're sitting up there at the link doing the pregame show. Yeah, the butterflies are there. The nerves are there. I can't wait for Sunday. And the Eagles have a chance, and I believe they're going to do this. My gut feeling tells me they're going to win this game and get to the Super Bowl in New Orleans. All right, we'll get to our same game parlay for Sunday, Eagles at Commanders. But first, before we go back to the phones here, Hugh, let's hear from Jordan Mailata yesterday, speaking first on Jalen Hurts, and then you guys have to hear what he said when he was asked about the hype for the other quarterback. First, what did Mailata see yesterday at practice from Jalen Hurts?
We've seen multiple occasions of him fighting through injuries. Mm-hmm. Chicago comes up, and this past week where he runs out of the tent to make sure he doesn't miss a snap. Just what have you noticed about his mentality?
It's tough and gritty, man. That's him. That's him. He's tough. He's gritty. He wants to be out there with us at all times, and nothing but respect for him, man. He's tough. Tough, and he embraces it. He likes to embrace adversity, and he practices what he preaches. So,
what have you noticed out of him this week so far?
Actually, he's a lot more energetic this week. He's fired up, so it's good to see that.
Oh, I like to hear that, Hugh. Tough,
fired up,
gritty, fired up, Jalen Hurts.
All hands on deck, man. This is one of those games where, you need everybody, and he's going to be out there, and he's going to be on point. Let the chips fall where they may, but they're going to fall in Eagles' direction.
Yeah, and just as the week started, I never had any question he was going to play in this game. And then they'd have to rip him off the field. He's going to play. In fact, he didn't miss a snap last week, even though that didn't look good, right? When he went down with the knee bent backwards.
Nah, definitely didn't look good.
Yeah, and he didn't miss a snap. He's a tough, tough dude. All right, the other thing for Mailata that caught my attention. Listen to this. Mailata asked about the hype around the other quarterback. I love this response from Jordan Mailata yesterday.
Jaden's kind of become the hot thing of this season, and then with good reason. But I know it doesn't bother him much, but does it ever bother you that, people don't really consider Jalen that caliber of quarterback despite his record?
Just want to apologize for this. I couldn't give a I just want to apologize. I'm sorry. I couldn't give a rat about whatever anybody says outside this building. It ain't going to help us win championships, and that's our goal.
And that's a guy that's locked in right there. I like how he apologized.
He's tired of hearing about everybody else and about his quarterback and all this stuff. He's just ready to play. Go play some football.
Yeah, and he knew what it wasn't an accident that he said that. I mean, he planned it. He's like, I'm sorry I'm going to say this, but I'm going to say it. Love that from Mailata. Yes, so let's go back to the phone lines here. And, of course, we'll get you our parlay for Sunday, the Eagles and the Commanders over at FanDuel. First, we got Jake and Delco. Hey, Jake.
What's going on, fellas?
Jake, how we feeling?
Good, man. Good. I'm feeling great.
As OG, so what are we thinking? Said, yeah. Gut feeling. Close win, blowout. What do you got?
Well, OG Wade said the other day, these are the glory days. And I was like, damn, you know what? He's right. Like, that hit for me. I was like, these are the glory days, trying to soak it all up. I got a little bit of
heart.
Like,
you mean like in the Eagles franchise history? Is that what you think it meant?
For the fans.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's also, this is one of the great runs of 4 years the franchise ever had. I mean, we're a win away from two Super Bowl trips in 4 years. That doesn't happen much around here.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I got a little bit of heart palpitations, but I think they're going to come through 31-25.
Ooh, I'll take that. I love that we got a prediction of 31 points on the board. Like, now that makes me feel good. 31.
Feel like a little bit of shootout.
Well, it might be. Over-under's 47. Yep.
Can I make a quick comment about the defense?
Sure.
So I know the big change didn't happen until the bye week, but that first game, like the first drive, right away you could just see there was something different with the defense, the way they swarmed to the ball. It just felt so much different. And no one knew it would come to this and they would be this good, but man, every time they talk up Jaden Daniels, it's just going to make the win sweeter. It's just going to make the defense look better if everybody's riding his D.
Well, that's for sure. And, Jake, I'm at the point where I have full trust, and, Jake, we appreciate it, in Vic Fangio, Hugh. He's been incredible. Like, his resume, it was sterling before he got here. He's done this for a long time, decades of good defenses. But it's one thing knowing what he's been and seeing him from afar. Watching him do what he's done this year with this defense has been incredible. I mean, he's now on the He's on the verge of being a coordinator we talk about around here for a long time.
Like Jim Johnson.
Yep.
Like a Jim Johnson type guy. You know, because Jim, he had more success, I would think, in his first year than Jim Johnson had, as far as, you know, that take outside the fact that, you know, you're playing with a dynamic offense. The fact that this defense went from, what, 26th ranked defense?
To one
in one season. And with the addition of two rookies and a guy who played special teams for the most part, it's pretty impressive. I mean, they gave him some pieces to work with, but he was like a chef. He was in the kitchen cooking.
So you said they gave him some pieces to work with, and you're right. But on opening night, we didn't know, right? Like, Jalen Carter we knew was talented, okay?
Yeah. And he flashed. He had some flashes.
Yeah, but how many other pieces were we sure of? Like, C.J. Gigi is really good, but he was on his third team in 3 years, right?
Yeah.
Slay was 34 years old.
Yeah.
Quinyon, rookie. Cooper, rookie.
I didn't even think Slay was going to be here this year.
No, I was strong on that. Nolan Smith didn't do much as rookie. Like, all the things we see now, it wasn't obvious in week one. I mean, it just wasn't. And Fangio got the most out of these guys. And if they win this thing Sunday, he's a huge reset for this.
Oh, no question about it, man. You talk about from the beginning of the season until now, they have been opening people's eyes and surprising us every week with some of the stuff they've been able to do. So, yeah, I mean, it's a hell of a thing to see, to go from where you were last year to being the vaunted defense that you are now.
It's wild. I mean, I if you told me it would have taken 2 years, I would have said, all right, that makes sense.
Yeah.
To do it in 1 year, Fangio's been awesome. Chuck in Mount Airy. What's up, Chuck?
What's up, Chuck?
Yeah. Chuck here?
I just thought I saw Chuck.
Hey, Chuck, you here with us?
Yeah, I was just there, man.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't see you. All right. What's up, man?
I slid through. You know what I mean? I was in the neighborhood. I slid through for a second. I got to pick the old lady up from, from a hair salon. So
I got you.
But I'll try to be back later. But listen, you know, you guys, listen, I hope Jalen takes this personally, man. Need him to take this personally. I don't, you know what I mean? I hope he takes this and just channels all this in, this disrespect. It just releases it the last 2 games. You got 2 more games, and you can solidify your name in history as a champion. That's all I got to say, man. It's 2 more games, man. Just 2 more games. And I hope he takes this personally and just ball out, man. I mean, just, you know, I got a 34-13 win on Sunday. I don't think the Commanders are that good. I think they're riding a hot streak, but I don't think they're nowhere near us when it comes to talent. We gonna smoke this team on Sunday.
Well, I love that. And Chuck, I'll say this about Jalen. He has in the past a good phone call. I didn't realize Chuck was here. He's here and they bounced out.
I thought I saw him. I don't recognize too many faces, but I recognize that.
Of course. So Jalen has had a knack for when we're at the most critical or down the most, he'll have a bounce back, right? Like, just look this season.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Panthers game was one of the worst he played, right? The next week comes back, and that was the whole thing with AJ and the Brandon thing and the Brandon Graham. Jalen played great against the Steelers. And even go back a couple years ago, right, this time of the year, he was coming off the shoulder injury. He played well enough, but he didn't light it up in the 2 playoff games against the Giants in San Francisco, especially the San Francisco game. That was more the defense. They knocked Purdy up. And then we get to the Super Bowl, and a lot of us wondered, what is Jalen going to do, right? He's coming off the shoulder injury. He didn't do much the first year, and he lit it up in the Super Bowl. So if his knee feels good, there's matchups there for the Eagles to win on Sunday. They could score a lot on the Commanders' defense. It's not a very good defense.
Yeah, but if you're being realistic about the situation, we've gotten here on the back of our running game and a strong defense. Now, if anything that comes outside of that being the focus, I'm fine with. Like, yards after the catch, that could probably be something that's big this week. Like we said, Dallas Goedert has factored in big these last couple of weeks. But I feel like in order for us to have success, we can't deviate too much from the formula that put us in the position that we're in.
I tell you one thing we are due for.
What's that?
I saw, I think it was earlier this week, we played the clip of Ray talking about Jalen, right?
Yeah.
The Eagles have not hit a pass of 35 or more yards in 7
weeks.
No, it's
coming.
We're due for a big shot.
It's coming. It's a good shot in the arm for the offense. Yeah, I can see that.
It's just everything. It just feels like the offense has been Saquon home run runs or just very little, right? Like short passes or, you know, not much. We're due for a big pass play. I could see it coming this week. Dennis in North Philly. What's up, Dennis?
Oh, God.
Dennis, what's up, pal?
For one thing, my gut feeling about this
not only are we going to smash the Commanders, but the one play, y'all talking about Jalen Carter, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was this one play that when the quarterback had spiked the ball, he went under the guy and tried to catch it. Remember that play?
Oh, I think he's done it. I think it's two times I've seen him do it now. Yeah, I think he did it last year and this year.
When the spike.
He tries to catch the spike for an interception.
Yeah. Now, one question on that. If you deflect the ball, is that considered a fumble before the spike?
I think if it's caught clean, it'd be an interception. Yeah.
Okay. The reason why I'm asking these questions is because they could play a factor in a Sunday's game. Because not only, you know, the players are going against the other players, we got Coach Sirianni versus Coach Flynn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one got to outsmart the other. You know what I'm saying? So, and I like Sirianni. He's a trickster, and that's what I like about him. I'm not an Eagles fan, but I'm I'm a definite fan of Sirianni. Because that man, he know how to pull some bag of tricks off his sleeves, man. But not only, you know, we're going to just smash the Washington Commanders, period. And the one thing I just want to say before I go, because I know I don't have enough time, let's just go out there, man. Go out there and see what happens. We're going to have no fear. We're just going to go out there and just do what we do. Just going to go up, eat our rare candies and level up out there. Reason why? Because we got to. We can't just be on one level and then expect to go far on one level. No, we got to keep on leveling up. You know, we don't stay still. And we got to keep moving. You know what I'm saying? And the one thing, Jalen Hurts, I want to thank you because of you, you made me a fantasy league champion because of you. And I want to really thank you, bro. So now what I want to see right now, I want to see you win yourself a championship so you can win it for others. Once you win yours, you win it for others. You feel what I'm saying? So that's all I want to say about that. A, B, C, D, E, S, E.
You got it, Dennis. We appreciate the phone call. So, yeah, the Jalen thing, I mean, Jalen Hurts has had a weird year, but Hugh, if they win this game and they get to the Super Bowl, there's no bad years that end in the Super Bowl. I mean, like, we're going to feel better about him if they get through this game, because they, just every week we keep wondering, can they keep winning like this? Well, if they win like this again, there's only one left.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, this is where I feel like there's been a little bit of a paradigm shift in NFL because of the running game being such a huge factor. Just a couple years ago, we were talking about running backs being dinosaurs, being fossils, you know, and guys not wanting to be not getting paid at the running back position. To go from that to a guy that comes to our team, and basically, we got on his back and we're running all the way to the NFC Championship game.
Yep,
that's pretty phenomenal.
So it is, but now we're the minority, right? Derrick Henry's out. Yeah. Jahmyr Gibbs is out. We're the one of the four left that is guided by the run game.
Yeah, but at the same time,
the other three are guided by their quarterbacks.
But at the same time, you know, we're still in that sweet spot where out of the four quarterbacks you're talking about that's left, three of them didn't have over 30 attempts last weekend, and they kept the ball safe for the most part. Jaden Daniels was the one that had the most passing attempts out of the four that's left. So we're still in that sweet spot of you still have to be able to run the ball and control the clock a little bit in order to have success.
Let's go to Big V and Matt Lauer. Hey, Big V.
Yo, Gilio, what?
Big V, what's up, buddy? How we feeling?
Man, look. I talked to Kyle, man. He's so plant-based. Anybody likes Kyle plant-based, I want you to go out and get an emotional support dog.
Yeah, he's going through it today, Big V. He's having that Friday.
Look, take some Rolaids, some Tums, whatever it takes, man. Get your stomach together because it's time. It's time for us to show the world who the new football dynasty is. It's time, Hugh. And Hugh, you like three? Here's my prediction for three. Three interceptions, three sacks, three touchdowns. Jalen Hurts is going to light them up so much, even Chuck from Mount Airy is going to buy a Jalen Hurts shirt. They're coming in to face the stingiest defensive team in the NFL. I mean, we're talking stingy. Stingier than a man with four kids, two baby mamas, and a minimum wage job. We're talking about when they step on that field,
That's
that defense is going to give them gratuitous violence. It'll be like watching Gladiator 2. It's time that we show everybody that we are the best team, that we are the new dynasty, that we are E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Yeah, we're talking, Big V. He held the Eagles there at the end. Big V, good phone call. Big V has no fear. Getting on Kyle. I know Hugh got you got on Kyle. It's okay that Kyle has nerves. Kyle, as we've gone through this, 1 o'clock hour check-in. Where are you at?
I still feel ill.
Okay.
Just because it's the NFC Championship game.
No,
but we're going to win. Okay. I'm tired of this whole Commander story. Like you said, it's a cute story. It ends Sunday. The Eagles are going to be advancing to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason why rookie quarterbacks' runs end here. This is the ceiling for the rookie quarterback. It ends here. Our Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Gut feeling. Final check-in on the poll. Gut feeling for Sunday. 46% Eagles win close. 33% Eagles win big. 21% deep down, I'm scared. That's the gut feeling out there today. All right, let's get to our parlay, guys. We got to hit one. Let's get put a little money in our pockets before we get to New Orleans for Super Bowl Sunday. Let's hit this, Kyle. Let's hit a same game parlay over at FanDuel Sportsbook. All right. Hugh, what do you think? Before the show, you were mentioning maybe an A.J. Brown day?
Yeah, man, because I feel like, you know, this is one of those games where, you know, A.J., Coach Sirianni has went out of his way to praise the blocking of the receivers. So I think this is the week that he, you know, he kind of feeds them a little bit. So I got A.J., 60-plus yards.
Welcome back to the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio live today from McGurk's in Royersford. It's our rally in Royersford. As we get set for the Eagles and the Commanders, the NFC Championship game. Hugh, we're getting close now. I mean, 48 hours from now, we're sitting up there at the link doing the pregame show. Yeah, the butterflies are there. The nerves are there. I can't wait for Sunday. And the Eagles have a chance, and I believe they're going to do this. My gut feeling tells me they're going to win this game and get to the Super Bowl in New Orleans. All right, we'll get to our same game parlay for Sunday, Eagles and Commanders. But first, before we go back to the phones here, Hugh, let's hear from Jordan Mailata yesterday, speaking first on Jalen Hurts, and then you guys have to hear what he said when he was asked about the hype for the other quarterback. First, what did Mailata see yesterday at practice from Jalen Hurts?
Seen multiple occasions of him fighting through injuries. Mm-hmm. Chicago comes up, and this past week where he runs out of the tent to make sure he doesn't miss a snap. Just what have you noticed about his mentality?
It's tough and gritty, man. That's him. That's him. He's tough. He's gritty. He wants to be out there with us at all times, and nothing but respect for him, man. He's tough. Tough, and he embraces it. He likes to embrace adversity, and he practices what he preaches. You know? So.
What have you noticed out of him this week so far?
Actually, he's a lot more energetic this week. He's fired up, so it's good to see that.
Oh, I like to hear that, Hugh. Tough,
fired up,
gritty, fired up, Jalen Hurts.
All hands on deck, man. This is one of those games where, you need everybody, and he's going to be out there, and he's going to be on point. Let the chips fall where they may, but they're going to fall in. I think they're going to fall in Eagles' direction.
Yeah, and just as the week started, I never had any question he was going to play in this game. And then they'd have to rip him off the field. He's going to play. In fact, he didn't miss a snap last week, even though that didn't look good, right? When he went down with that the knee bent backwards.
Nah, definitely didn't look good.
Yeah, and he didn't miss a snap. He's a tough, tough dude. All right, the other thing for Mailata that caught my attention. Listen to this. Mailata asked about the hype around the other quarterback. I love this response from Jordan Mailata yesterday.
Jaden's kind of become the hot thing of this season, and then with good reason. But does it ever... I know it doesn't bother him much, but does it ever bother you that, you know, people don't really consider Jalen that caliber of quarterback despite his record?
Just want to apologize for this. I couldn't give a I just want to apologize. I'm sorry. I couldn't give a rat about whatever anybody says outside this building. It ain't going to help us win championships, and that's our goal.
And that's a guy that's locked in right there. I like how he apologized.
He's tired of about everybody else and about his quarterback and all this stuff. He's just ready to play. Go play some football.
Yeah, and he knew it. It wasn't an accident that he said that. I mean, he planned it. He's like, I'm sorry I'm going to say this, but I'm going to say it. Love that from Mailata. Yes, so let's go back to the phone lines here. And, of course, we'll get you our parlay for Sunday, the Eagles and the Commanders over at FanDuel. First, we got Jake and Delco. Hey, Jake.
What's going on, fellas?
Jake, how we feeling?
Good, man, good. I'm feeling great.
As so what are we thinking? Gut feeling. Close win, blowout, what do you got?
Well, OG Wade said the other day, these are the glory days. And I was like, damn, you know what? He's right. Like, that hit for me. I was like, these are the glory days, trying to soak it all up. I got a little bit of
You mean like the Eagles franchise history? Is that what you think it meant?
For the fans.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's also, you know, this is one of the great runs of 4 years the franchise ever had. I mean, we're a win away from two Super Bowl trips in 4 years. That doesn't happen much around here.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I got a little bit of heart palpitations, but I think they're going to come through 31-25.
Ooh, I'll take that. I love that we got a prediction of 31 points on the board. Like, now that makes me feel good. 31.
Feel like a shoot. Yeah, feel like a little bit of a shootout.
Well, it might be. Over-under is 47. Yep.
Can I make a quick comment about the defense?
Sure.
So, I know the big change didn't happen until the bye week, but that first game, like the first drive, right away, you could just see there was something different with the defense, the way they swarmed to the ball. It just felt so much different. And no one knew it would come to this and they would be this good, but man, every time they talk up Jaden Daniels, it's just going to make the win sweeter. It's just going to make the defense look better if everybody's riding his D.
Well, that's for sure. And, Jake, I'm at the point where I have full trust, and, Jake, we appreciate it, in Vic Fangio, Hugh. He's been incredible. Like, his resume, it was sterling before he got here. He's done this for a long time, decades of good defenses. But it's one thing knowing what he's been and seeing him from afar. Watching him do what he's done this year with this defense has been – it's been incredible. I mean, he's on the verge of being a coordinator we talk about around here for a long time.
Like Jim Johnson.
Yep.
Like a Jim Johnson type guy. You know, because Jim, he had more success, I would think, in his first year than Jim Johnson had, as far as, you know, that, take outside the fact that, you know, you're playing with a dynamic offense. The fact that this defense went from, what, 26th ranked defense?
To one
in one season. And with the addition of two rookies and a guy who played special teams for the most part, it's pretty impressive. I mean, they gave him some pieces to work with, but he was like a chef. He was in the kitchen cooking.
So you said they gave him some pieces to work with, and you're right. But on opening night, we didn't know, right? Like, Jalen Carter we knew was talented, okay?
Yeah. And he flashed. He had some flashes.
Yeah, but how many other pieces were we sure of? Like, C.J. Gigi is really good, but he was on his third team in 3 years, right?
Yeah.
Slay was 34 years old.
Yeah.
Quinyon, rookie. Cooper, rookie.
I didn't even think Slay was going to be here this year.
No, I was strong on that. Nolan Smith didn't do much as rookie. Like, all the things we see now, it wasn't obvious in week one. I mean, it just wasn't. And Fangio got the most out of these guys. And if they win this thing Sunday, he's a huge reset for this.
Oh, no question about it, man. You talk about from the beginning of the season until now, they have been opening people's eyes and surprising us every week with some of the stuff they've been able to do. So, yeah, I mean, it's a hell of a thing to see, to go from where you were last year to being the vaunted defense that you are now.
It's wild. I mean, I if you told me it would have taken 2 years, I would have said, all right, that makes sense.
Yeah.
To do it in 1 year, Fangio's been awesome. Chuck in Mount Airy. What's up, Chuck?
Yo, Gilio, what's
up, Chuck? Chuck here?
I just thought I saw Chuck. Hey,
Chuck, you here with us?
Yeah, I was just there, man.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't see you. All right. What's up, man?
I slid through. You know what I mean? I was in the neighborhood. I slid through for a second. I got to pick the old lady up from, you know, from the hair salon. So
I got you.
But I'll try to be back later. But listen, you know, you guys, listen, I hope Jalen takes this personally, man. Need him to take this personally. I don't, you know what I mean? I hope he takes this and just channels all this in, this disrespect. It just releases it, the last two games. You got two more games. And you can solidify your name in history as a champion. That's all I got to say, man. It's two more games, man. Just two more games. And I hope he takes this personally and just ball out, man. I mean, just, you know, I got a 34-13 win on Sunday. I don't think the Commanders are that good. I think they're riding a hot streak, but I don't think they're nowhere near us when it comes to talent. We going to smoke this team on Sunday.
Well, I love that. And Chuck, I'll say this about Jalen. He has, in the past, a good phone call. I didn't realize Chuck was here. He's here, and they bounced out.
Yeah, I thought I saw him. I don't recognize too many faces, but I recognize that.
Of course. So Jalen has had a knack for when we're at the most critical or down the most, he'll have a bounce back, right? Like, just look this season.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Panthers game was one of the worst he played, right? The next week comes back, and that was the whole thing with AJ and the Brandon thing and the Brandon Graham. Jalen played great against the Steelers. And even go back a couple years ago, right, this time of the year, he was coming off the shoulder injury. He played well enough, but he didn't light it up in two playoff games. against the Giants in San Francisco, especially the San Francisco game. That was more the defense. They knocked Purdy out. And then we get to the Super Bowl, and Tua, a lot of us wondered, what is Jalen going to do? Right? He's coming off the shoulder injury. He didn't do much the first – and he lit it up in the Super Bowl. So
yeah.
If his knee feels good, there's matchups there for the Eagles to win on Sunday. They could score a lot on the Commanders' defense. It's not a very good defense.
Yeah, but if you're being realistic about the situation, we've gotten here on the back of our running game and a strong defense. Now, if anything that comes outside of that being the focus, I'm fine with. Like yards after the catch, that could probably be something that's big this week. Like we said, Dallas Goedert has factored in big these last couple of weeks. But I feel like in order for us to have success, we can't deviate too much from the formula that put us in the position that we're in.
I'll tell you one thing we are due for.
What's that?
I saw, I think it was earlier this week, we played the clip of Ray talking about Jalen, right?
Yeah.
The Eagles have not hit a pass of 35 or more yards in 7
weeks. It's coming.
We're due for a big shot in the
pass. Yeah, it's coming. It's coming. It's a good shot in the arm for the offense. Yeah, I can see that.
It's just everything. It just feels like the offense has been Saquon home run runs or just very little, right? Like short passes or, you know, not much. We're due for a big pass play. I could see it coming this week. Dennis in North Philly. What's up, Dennis?
Oh, God.
Dennis, what's up, pal?
For one thing, my gut feeling about this, not only are we going to smash the Commanders, but the one play, y'all talking about Jalen Carter, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was this one play that when the quarterback had spiked the ball, he went under the guy and tried to catch it. Remember that play?
Oh, I think he's done it. I think it's two times I've seen him do it now. Yeah, I think he did it last year and this year.
When the spike.
He tries to catch the spike for an interception.
Yeah. Now, one question on that. If you deflect the ball, is that considered a fumble before the spike?
I think if it's caught clean, it'd be an interception. Yeah.
Okay. The reason why I'm asking these questions is because they could play a factor in Sunday's game. Because not only, you know, the players are going against the other players, we got Coach Sirianni versus Coach Flynn.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one got to outsmart the other. You know what I'm saying? So, and I like Sirianni. He's a trickster, and that's what I like about him. I'm not an Eagles fan, but I'm a definite fan of Sirianni. Because that man, he know how to pull some bag of tricks off his sleeves, man. But not only, you know, we're going to just smash the Washington Commanders, period. And the one thing I just want to say before I go, because I know I don't have enough time, let's just go out there, man. Go out there and see what happens. We're going to have no fear. We're just going to go out there and just do what we do. Just going to go up, eat our rare candies and level up out there. Reason why? Because we got to. We can't just be on one level and expect to go far on one level. No, we got to keep on leveling up. You know, we don't stay still. And we got to keep moving. You know what I'm saying? And the one thing, Jalen Hurts, I want to thank you. Because of you, you made me a fantasy league champion. Because of you. And I want to really thank you, bro. So now what I want to see right now, I want to see you win yourself a championship so you can win it for others. Once you win yours, you win it for others. You feel what I'm saying? So that's all I want to say about that. A, B, C, D, E, S, E.
You got it, Dennis. We appreciate the phone call. So, yeah, the Jalen thing. I mean, Jalen Hurts has had a weird year. But, Hugh, if they win this game and they get to the Super Bowl, there's no bad years at the end of the Super Bowl. I mean, like, we're going to feel better about him if they get through this game. Because just every week we keep wondering, can they keep winning like this? Well, if they win like this again, there's only one left.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, this is where I feel like there's been a little bit of a paradigm shift in the NFL. Because of the running game being such a huge factor. Just a couple years ago, we were talking about running backs being dinosaurs, being fossils. You know, and guys not wanting to be not getting paid at the running back position, to go from that to a guy that comes to our team, and basically we got on his back and we're running all the way to the NFC Championship game.
Yep,
that's pretty phenomenal.
So it is, but now we're the minority, right? Derrick Henry's out.
Yeah.
Jahmyr Gibbs is out. We're the one of the four left that is guided by the run game.
Yeah, but at the same time,
the other three are guided by their quarterbacks.
At the same time. You know, we're still in that sweet spot where out of the four quarterbacks you're talking about that's left, three of them didn't have over 30 attempts last weekend, and they kept the ball safe for the most part. Jaden Daniels was the one that had the most passing attempts out of the four that's left. So we're still in that sweet spot of you still have to be able to run the ball and control the clock a little bit in order to have success.
Let's go to Big V and Mount Laurel. Hey, Big V.
Yo, Gilio, what?
Big V, what's up, buddy? How we feeling?
Man, look. I talked to Kyle, man. He's so plant-based. Anybody like Kyle plant-based, I want you to go out and get an emotional support dog.
Yeah, he's going through it today, Big V. He's having that Friday.
Look, take some Rolaids, some Tums, whatever it takes, man. Get your stomach together because it's time. It's time for us to show the world who the new football dynasty is. It's time, Hugh. And Hugh, you like three? Here's my prediction for three. Three interceptions, three sacks, three touchdowns. Jalen Hurts is going to light them up so much, even Chuck from Mount Airy is going to buy a Jalen Hurts shirt. They're coming in to face the stingiest defensive team in the NFL. I mean, we're talking stingy. Stingier than a man with four kids, two baby mamas, and a minimum wage job. We're talking about when they step on that field, defense is going to give them gratuitous violence. It'll be like watching Gladiator 2. It's time that we show everybody that we are the best team, that we are the new dynasty, that we are E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles!
Yeah, we're talking, Big V. Oh, he held the Eagles there at the end. Big V, good phone call. Big V has no fear. Getting on Kyle. I know Hugh got you got on Kyle. It's okay that Kyle has nerves. Kyle, as we've gone through this, 1 o'clock hour check-in, where are you at?
I still feel ill.
Okay.
Just because it's the NFC Championship game.
Less.
No, but we're going to win, okay? I'm tired of this whole Commander story. Like you said, it's a cute story. It ends Sunday. The Eagles are going to be advancing to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason why rookie quarterbacks' runs end here. This is the ceiling for the rookie quarterback. It ends here. Our Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Gut feeling. Final check-in on the poll. Gut feeling for Sunday. 46% Eagles win close. 33% Eagles win big. 21% deep down, I'm scared. That's the gut feeling out there today. All right, let's get to our parlay, guys. We got to hit one. Let's get a little money in our pockets before we get to New Orleans for Super Bowl Sunday. Let's hit this, Kyle. Let's hit a same game parlay over at FanDuel Sportsbook. All right. Hugh, what do you think? Before the show, you were mentioning maybe an A.J. Brown day?
Yeah, man, because I feel like, you know, this is one of those games where, you know, A.J., Coach Sirianni has went out of his way to praise the blocking of the receivers. So I think this is the week that he, you know, he kind of feeds them a little bit. So I got A.J., 60-plus yards.